Hi, it's Mike. It's Saturday. It's the Saturday show where we do one from the vault and one from the past. And early in the week, I talked a little bit about Greenland, the advisability of the U.S. acquiring Greenland. It was inspired by chief visionary and president-elect Donald Trump. But, you know, he has been talking about Greenland for quite a while. So we're going to take one from the vault. It was a top of the show, not a spiel. It was from August of 2019, because in the dog days of summer, an aspirational young man and older man's thoughts turned to Greenland. And I will be playing what I said about Greenland this past week and what I said about Greenland 5.5 years ago. In neither case did I think Donald Trump would be acquiring Greenland, but I tend to focus more on the map aspect of Greenland and how it looms large in the imagination, larger than even it does in the Arctic. Maybe that's driving Donald Trump to thoughts of acquisition, if not merger. But I give you now the sweet, and by the way, there was a Friday spiel about Greenland also. After, I want you to know, in August of 2019, after Trump started talking about Greenland, I went out, I bought a shirt of the flag of Greenland. You could still see me wearing it in mediocre fitness clubs all around the Brooklyn area. And if you do see me in a fitness club and you're a member, yes, know that I think that that's a mediocre one. No, that's the one that I paid premium top dollar for, the one that you see me in, the one that I'm going in and referring to as mediocre. That's some other one, far, far away, miles away, where they don't have the good machines. All right, here it is. From 2019 and 2025, Mike Pesca on Donald Trump on aspirations for Greenland. Our president projects. It's the I know you are, but what am I presidency? If only it were also the names will never hurt me society. But he puts on other entities that which is festering within. This week, he claimed that he put China on the road to recession. He, of course, said during the campaign that Hillary received help from the Russians and the Ukrainians. Then, of course, there was this chestnut.
Putin, from everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of the United States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear.
Every outlet except Fox is fake news. Everyone is lying about him. And yesterday, in a speech in New Hampshire, this happened.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising.
Of course, Trump did add after that.
Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us.
So maybe he was acknowledging his own, shall we say, portliness, the general girth of the base. But that was the exception. If Ted's lying and Hillary's crooked, what then is Don, I ask? Projecting. He is projecting. Well, today we've seen the largest consequence of a specific type of projection, and that is Trump being undone by the famous, the infamous Mercator projection, which is fueling his stupefying, jumbled, distracted, and distracting ADHD idea. Here's CNN.
The Wall Street Journal was the first to report yesterday, since everyone else is mashed. The president has been discussing the possibility of buying the island of Greenland, purchasing it from Denmark.
Now, you know, Trump likes things that are big. Trump Tower is described by Trump as 68 stories tall, even though it's only 58, that sort of thing. And Greenland, for all these years, has been benefiting from the Mercator projection, which is how the most common maps present as flat, a round thing like the Earth. Because of the Mercator projection, named after the 16th century Flemish geographer Gerardus Mercator, because of this, Greenland appears way bigger on maps than it is in real life. In fact, on maps, it appears to be roughly the same size as Africa. In reality, Greenland's 2 million square kilometers, Africa's 30 million square kilometers. Look, no disrespect to 16th century Flemish geographer Gerardus Mercator. Woe unto anyone who insults a 16th century Flemish geographer. The guy's just trying to educate his fellow countrymen that there's a world out there beyond the horizon that you won't drop off of. So good on him. He did the best he could. But the bigness of Greenland has stuck in the imagination, and it is no doubt factoring into Trump's fancy. You also know that all of this is going absolutely nowhere. Donald Trump is much more likely to acquire a lap band than Lapland, but at least for once, he's caused some head scratching as opposed to, say, some market cratering or a global recession due to his international musings. And that I count as progress. Trump has something in his sights, he goes after it, whether it's a soap opera, actress, or the entirety of Greenland. Maybe his fixation on Greenland stems from a faulty reliance on the Mercator projection, or maybe it's just Trump being Trump. After all, he's been known to embellish maps with a Sharpie, but he's deadly serious about acquiring Greenland, as he revealed in a press conference today.
You're talking about Panama and Greenland. No, I can't assure you on either of those two. But I can say this. We need them for economic security.
Don't worry, though. King Frederik the 10th of Denmark is on it.
Og hver især forpligtet i kongeriget Danmark. Fra det danske mindretal i Sydslesvig, som endda ligger uden for riget. Og hele vejen.
Speaking about his love of Greenland, Frederik made it clear. We are all connected, and every one of us has a duty within the Kingdom of Denmark, from the Danish minority population in southern Schleswig all the way to Greenland. And in a move befitting a monarch, Frederik backed up his words by updating the official royal crest. He didn't have many chits to play, but that was a kingly one. Yes, for the first time in 500 years, out went some of the crowns depicted on the crest. They were replaced by a polar bear for Greenland and a ram for the Faroe Islands. Frederik is playing hardball, my friends. He is driving up the price. Yes, King! Meanwhile, Trump, true to form, hasn't ruled out economic or military maneuvers, classic carrot and stick negotiating tactics. But I ask you, who wouldn't want Greenland? Well, Eric the Red might not want Greenland. He died there of a winter epidemic at the age of 53. But thanks to global warming, Greenland's really living up to its name these days, and now's the time to strike. Of course, Greenland's people might have a thing or two to say about this, including their prime minister, or he might be mute. Actually, his name is not mute, it's Mute Iwilu, has himself called for Greenland's independence from Denmark, a move that's anything but a moot point. He is playing both sides like a pro. Hats off to him. Those funnily shaped, kind of smushy red hats. This is shaping up to be the real estate deal of the century. And who wouldn't want Greenland? It has the population roughly equivalent to New Brunswick, New Jersey, and slightly fewer than Albany. Albany, Oregon, the 725th largest city in the United States. It has a strategic location. It has untapped resources. It is a tempting, tempting prize. So here's my advice to Greenland. Drive a hard bargain, friends. The sun won't soon set on your ambitions or literally anywhere on your land during summer. Don't be bullied by Trump's bluster. Your symbol is a polar bear, for God's sakes. And if you play your cards right and join Team USA, who knows? Not promising anything, but maybe your polar bear could be upgraded to a picture of a polar bear driving a cyber truck. How chill would that be? And you folks know chill. And that's it for today's show. The Gist is produced by Corey Wara. and Joel Patterson is the senior producer. And we will talk to you on Monday.